Hi guys, welcome to the cast. My name's Anthony Carr, in case you didn't know. I haven't really come up with a name for this podcast yet. We're going to probably go with something like Lovecast UK or something. You know, everything sounds better with love in it. So, yeah. First of all, I want to thank you, Mother and Father of Creation, for everything you do for us. We are eternally indebted to you and forever full of gratitude. And I love you both. Currently, I am set up, changed location for the podcast. So it's 26 degrees, the sun is shining, and I'm in about 1,000 acres worth of reserve. Really connecting. So yeah, I'm not really going to put any structure to these podcasts. They're just going to come as I get guided. So I hope you enjoy them. So first of all, I just want to let you guys know that these podcasts are really going to be based a lot on personal experience, what I feel changing in energies, what I feel happening. Obviously, I'll get some guidance from the live streams and stuff. I see questions, maybe want answers. So I'll try to be as informational as possible and try and guide as much as I can. So the first thing I want to talk about is the change. And if you're noticing the change, I mean, energetically, I can feel huge shifts here, especially in the UK. As I said, it is very dense here, and it is actually starting to raise in vibration. I can feel it on quite a wider scale. It almost feels very calm. I get that energy coming through quite a bit. Again, I feel it's just a calm before a storm, before things change majorly. I just want to talk a bit about what I think the change is. And the further away from illusion reality gets, the more you see the change. People waking up slowly, but at a faster pace. And obviously there's guidance needed. And I suppose that's what we're all coming together for now, for love, for Mother God, for Father God, and to bring humanity together. And again, that's what I aim to do with this podcast. Some of the other changes I've noticed, the sun. Actually, I wrote these notes out before the live stream. And then today's live stream there was quite a big topic on the sun. So I feel this was quite divinely guided, but the sun feels different. I'm sat here now. The sun is absolutely shining bright, and it feels different. It doesn't feel harmful, and it may make sense to some people, it may not to others, but there's definitely a difference. Colours, smells, senses, they're all on overdrive. The greens in the trees against the blue of the sky just looks more vibrant. And the air feels clearer. Obviously, they're not chemtrailing us. They're not allowed to fly. So naturally, the air's going to feel clearer. You can just feel the change happening. Whether you believe there's anything going on or not, you can tell there's a change happening. And if you don't and you're still in the fear, then that's just holding you back, because there's so much positivity around that people can see it. All they have to do is open their eyes. I mean, the planet almost feels electric to me. It's like an interconnection and drawing energy now. I don't know how strange that may seem, but it was a little strange to me at first, but I come here a lot where I'm at the moment to ground, and I feel very connected here, and I get a lot of connections, a lot of guidance while I'm here, and I do spend quite a lot of time here, so it's where I notice changes, and I'm hoping that people are noticing those changes. Obviously, this change is the transition. Everybody talks about the transition, and this is it in full swing. Our Mother God is our saviour. She's done all the work for us. How people can't see that, I don't understand. But if you'd only listen for a fraction of the time, you would understand that if you would have had to have dealt with those energies, well, you just wouldn't be here now, quite clearly. So we have a lot to thank our mother for, and we are forever indebted to her for everything she's done to us. And the more and more people come to realise this, the better it's going to be. I mean, if I want to touch on the fact that if obviously not everybody's in the same place in their ascension path, the same time, not so much linear, but the same point in the quantum time, I suppose. If you don't feel it, you don't have to worry about it, like you're not connected or anything like that. You've just got to keep going and you've got to keep pushing. And again, I talk from personal experience, because even when you're sitting there watching the live streams and stuff, and if you're not connecting, then just keep doing it, because that's only a resistance, which I spoke about in my last podcast. That resistance will be there, but via the ego, until you do the work to get rid of it. So my advice is just keep doing your inner work with love and integrity. Surrender to your mother God, and the universe will answer. It is that simple. You've just really got to put the effort in, and not just think, oh, I'll just share the live stream and that'll do. You know, you've really got to think about what you're doing, and if reality is not sitting well with you, is not sitting right with you, then obviously something's got to change, and you've got to make that change. No one can do it for you. So you have to step into surrender, and full surrender. And again, I only speak from experience, but I've learned very quickly that if you talk the talk but don't walk the walk, then you're going to get stuck and the ego will entrap you. I firmly believe that's what my entire 36-hour flat earth debate was over the weekend just gone. This guy was absolutely insatiable and really was trying to push some buttons and trigger me and stuff. And I really feel, and I haven't had that for a little while, and it really came round, I believe, as a test to see if there was any change in my reaction. And I was glad to say there was. He was calling me all the names under the sun, and I destroyed him with three words. I just replied with, love you too. And he started with, oh, I don't like negative stuff and blah, blah, blah. So it is right. Love does conquer all, but it only comes with surrender. You have to make that surrender, and you have to do your own inner work. No one's coming to save you, as it were. So do your daily practices, literally, whatever they are, whatever's resonating with you. There's so many different ones you can do. The mirror technique was a big one for me. Really, really helped with facing some inner stuff that I thought I'd dealt with, actually, and yeah, hadn't. So those techniques are really, really helpful. You get those through the sessions, as well as getting your surgery with Mum. You can't ask for anything more helpful on this planet than a 5D surgery, and they do work. There's literally no words to describe how they work. It's almost a clearing, just complete clearing, like a reset, and you can start afresh. You can create your own vibration. And again, Mum has all the ingredients, she gives you all the ingredients, but you've got to bake the cake, you know. She can't do it all for you. When you're doing your practices and just every day, just every decision, every moment that you're doing something, no matter whether you're walking or making a cup of coffee or something like that, just I've started to do the practices where I'm making sure that I'm thinking about Mum in every moment, and things are changing tenfold around me. It's not even for that, but the way things are changing, I wish I'd done this 10 years ago, if not more. So I can really attest to the fact that once you find love as one, and once you connect with Mum, and you deal with your own shit first, and you make the effort, this is the path you will be on, and you will be fully guided to where you're supposed to go. I've never felt more guided in all my life now. I know what I want to do. I know where I want to go. A month ago, I wouldn't have been making these podcasts. Like that, that's a testament in itself. I had quite a few issues with public speaking and stuff. I never really liked it. I tried a couple of lives back in 2018, and I got destroyed. And I just decided not to do anything public again. But you know, that was more of conspiracy stuff, and this is different. This is for mum, so we get past those ego problems, we get past those barriers, and you soldier on, and you just have to. So my point is really, I don't want to discourage anyone, but no one is coming to save you. You literally have to save yourself. You have to make it home to God, and again, just keep going. Listen to the words. Keep listening to the words that the Lovers One team speak, that you're starting to hear from the live stream members and testimonials. Just listen to all those words and see how they make you feel, and you fill into those words. And whether you know it or not, they're seeding subconsciously, and eventually you will get there. So trust the plan and keep going. I have a little bit to do with Q. I'm not going to do too many Q bits in these podcasts, but this was quite a quite an important bit of information that I just wanted to cover. There's a lot of upset across the board, and if you're a Q researcher, you will know that 4280 was AG Barr's tweet to do with no criminal charges being brought against Biden or Obama through the Durham investigation. What you have to understand is what they're being held on are not criminal charges. They are military charges, and they cannot be taken through your federal court system for treasons, conspiring to overthrow the government, and those types of charges. Q also pointed out in 4256 that we have another 7 weeks of draining the swamp, so this is not something going to happen overnight. Again, we have to stop speculating dates. Apart from the fact that Q's post does point to exactly the 4th of July being the end of week 10, and that is actually a Q post, that's not a QAnon post, so you can go back and have a look at that. So again, that's the 4th of July, so I think that ties in quite well with your holidays. So anyway, I'm going to love you and leave you. Don't forget to love your mum. Love Father God and pray for their ascension, pray for their healing. Also, I want to thank everybody for the messages from the first podcast. They were absolutely amazing. I love you all. The support is amazing. It's spurring me on to keep doing this. They're going to get better. I know it's trying to put these things together when you haven't done them before. It's the same as anything. You have to keep learning. But this should be a little bit of help to those that are having a bit of trouble. Don't worry about it. It really doesn't matter. You just put your heart out there and people will understand your message, whether you talk well, whether you don't. It really doesn't matter. Again, thanks, Rob, for setting up the platform to do this. You're amazing, mate. I love you lots. The First Contact Ground Crew team, absolutely brilliant as always, every day on the lives, and Father God's live, and all the supporters to mum. And on this mission, everybody that's coming together, all the people on the groups, the yippies, everything. I watch every day, I see it every day. And it's just so amazing to see the unity and everybody finally coming together. And I just can't wait to see what happens in the future. So, as usual, I'm Anthony Carr. You've been amazing. I love you all. Over and out.